clavis David, et sceptrum domus Israel, qui aperis et nemo claudit, claudis et nemo aperit. Veni et educvinctum de domo carceris, sedentem in tenebris, et umbra mortis. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. O come, O key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. O come, O flower of Jesse's stem, from every foe deliver them that trust your mighty power to save, and give them victory o'er the grave. O come, great Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times once gave the law in cloud and majesty and awe. O come, O wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. He shall sit upon the throne of David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Alleluia. Of old you spoke in a vision, to your friends the prophets you said, I will set a crown on this warrior, chosen from among the people. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil I have anointed him. My hand will always be with him, and my arm will make him strong. No enemy will ever ensnare him. No schemer will bring him down. I will crush all of his foes and smite those who hate him. My truth and my love will be with him. By my name his strength will be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea, and his right hand as far as the river. He calls out to me, my Abba, my rock, the God who saves me. I will count him my firstborn, the most noble of all the rulers on earth. I will honor my promise of love, keep my covenant with David forever. I will establish his royal house, his throne as firm as the heavens. Should his children forsake the law and abandon the path I decreed, if they violate my precepts or do not respect my commands, I will chastise them for their rebellion and correct them because of their guilt. But I shall not withdraw my love. My truth will never fail. I will not break my covenant, nor ever revoke my word. Indeed, I have sworn by my holiness. I cannot lie to David. His house shall last forever. His throne is like the sun, constant as the moon, everlasting as the sky. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. He shall sit upon the throne of David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says Adonai Elohim. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, shepherding them rightly. Thanks be to God. When Israel was a child, I loved them, and out of Egypt I called my own. When Israel was a child, I loved them, and out of Egypt I called my own. I led them with cords of compassion, with leading strings of love. And out of Egypt I called my own. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. When Israel was a child, I loved them, and out of Egypt I called my own. O key of David, and scepter of the house of Israel, what you open, no one closes. When you close, no one can open. Come and free from their prison chains those sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit. Pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly. Fills the famished with bounty and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O key of David, and scepter of the house of Israel, what you open, no one closes. When you close, no one can open. Come and free from their prison chains those sitting in darkness and the shadow of death.
We pray to the One who rescues us from darkness, and in hope we cry out, Come, Lord Jesus. Heal those who suffer from illness or injury. Come, Lord Jesus. Comfort those who grieve the loss of loved ones. Come, Lord Jesus. Gather into one family all the peoples of the earth. Come, Lord Jesus. Find those who have lost their way. Come, Lord Jesus. Renew again your covenant with all creation. Come, Lord Jesus. Teach us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator and Redeemer of humankind, your eternal word took flesh in the house and family of David. His justice is the key which unlocks the chains of racism, sexism, and classism. His truth is the key which unlocks the prisons of arrogance, ignorance, and fear. His compassion is the key that leads to freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. May the celebration of his birth in just a few days close and lock the doors to selfishness and sin, that we may join him and your Holy Spirit in renewing the face of the earth. For you live and reign in the power of justice and love, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the One who makes peace rain down from the heights, shower us and all on earth with freedom and new life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, Rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have born your own true maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ, your Word, may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.